Born with a rare birth defect and living in a Russian orphanage, Elena had little chance of ever walking. But when her adoptive family brought her home, they found help and hope at a Shriners hospital where she was fitted with prosthetic feet.
We wouldn't be where we are if Shriners hadn't taken care of us.
Shriners Hospitals offers some of the world's best orthopedic spinal cord and burn medical care to children totally free of charge. And they combine that care with innovative teaching and progressive research programs.
Shriners Hospital made a difference not only with the medical side of it, but the human side of it and making it a family experience for us.
Today, Elena is an unstoppable six-year-old.
I don't think there's even words to really thank Shriners for everything they've done. Their care is phenomenal.
There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. It is a beautiful fall day in Washington. Really one of those stunning days that that you remember for a long time. I'm driving through the streets and back roads around Washington, looking at all the trees, and thinking about the future. What will be the future of America? At this point, the president's approval rating is at its lowest in history. Its high would be 39%. Its low so far is 35%. That puts George Bush at the lowest percentage of all modern presidents, with the exception of Richard Nixon, right before he resigned. So what is the future? Where do we go from here? Some people think, and I certainly hope, the Democrats will take over the Congress in 1 year, in November 2006. But the Democrats have a problem. As much as the public does not like and mistrust the Republican Congress, which is, of course, also the biggest spending Congress in American history, they certainly aren't fiscal conservatives, and a Congress focusing on the religious right, as much as they mistrust the president, a large majority of Americans do not trust him to tell the truth. They believe he's lying to them. And certainly the prospect of a White House committing treason, actually outing a CIA agent as part of a political vendetta, certainly doesn't make Americans feel any better. But they're not necessarily turning toward the Democrats, nor, to my knowledge, to a third party. The polls show that while Americans mistrust the Republicans, they don't think the Democrats are stepping up to the plate. And what I want to talk about in the Sunday Weekly Review over the next 2 hours is lots of specifics, but this overall question of whether the Democrats are stepping up to the plate and what they should do. And I think the basic argument comes down to two people, two listeners who write on my blog. One is Sean and one is Jeff. Jeff from New Jersey. And Jeff actually starts, and he says that the Democrats need to be more civil. They shouldn't be shouting treason. They shouldn't be, and I'm extrapolating a little on what Jeff said, so no insult to Jeff personally, but they shouldn't be doing things like Harry Reid shutting down the Senate. They shouldn't be doing things like threatening to filibuster Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. They should try to be more civil. And then you have people like Sean saying, you know what, the Democrats tried civility. They tried it when the Supreme Court stole the election of 2000. They tried it when the president lied to get us to war in Iraq, and they try it, and at this point, we really should be done with civility. We need to do whatever we can do in order to let the American people know that Democrats have spine. And you've got a real problem in politics when you have people playing above board and people playing dirty politics. I think we saw this very clear in the Kerry Bush race. You had Bush, his entire agenda was attack John Kerry. His entire agenda was making up lies about John Kerry. The Swift Boat Liars, of course, was the classic example. But Karl Rove was in control of the campaign, and his whole job was to take down John Kerry rather than promote anything George Bush was saying. And John Kerry tried to run a positive campaign, but the negative campaigning won the heart of it all. And therefore, I think, as much as Americans claim they don't like negative campaigning, as much as they claim they want the parties to engage in civility rather than bipartisan warfare, I think the Democrats' voice is not heard unless they do some of the tricks the Republicans are doing. The classic example, of course, was the recent closed session of the United States Senate. Now, for 2 years, the Republicans have promised the Democrats, the Republicans in the Senate, in Congress, have promised the Democrats they were going to get to the bottom of why we were lied to get us into war. We all know the story. The president, the vice president, everyone in the administration promised us Iraq had nuclear weapons, biological, chemical weapons, and that, as Condoleezza Rice put it, there would be a mushroom cloud over an American city if we didn't go to war. Turns out, of course, none of this was true. There was nothing of the kind. But these kinds of lies, these manipulations of intelligence, what the Downing Street memo called fixing the facts to support their predetermined agenda, fixing the facts around the policy. Why did this occur? Well, there was an investigation, but the Republicans in Congress, who control how investigations are done, decided to limit it. And they said, we will only investigate the quality of intelligence coming to the policymakers. We refuse to look at how the policymakers are using the intelligence. So they looked at those little pieces of data that the administration used to tell us that Iraq was a big danger. And turns out they were all false. And they excoriated the CIA. But what they didn't talk about is why the administration picked 2, 3, 4, 5 data points in millions of pieces of intelligence and cherry-picked them to lie to us about war. That part of the investigation is coming, they said. How the administration used the intelligence to get us into war is coming, they said. And for 2 years, they stonewalled. Finally, Harry Reid, the minority leader in the Senate, the Democratic leader, forced the Senate into closed session, did it through a little trick, which I'll tell you about after the break, but did so and finally got a commission established. For the first time in 2 years, it's finally been set up, 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans, to look at how the administration used intelligence to get us into war. Well, Republicans cried foul. Majority Leader Bill Frist said, this is a hijacking of the U.S. Senate. Are these the tactics the Democrats need to use? 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. What should be the Democratic response? We'll be right back after this.
The most famous television documentary ever produced was Victory at Sea, which was as noted for the swelling musical score by Richard Rodgers as the amazing footage from World War II, gathered from over 13,000 hours of footage from U.S., British, German, and Japanese navies. RetroTelevision.com offers you 26 episodes of Victory at Sea, stunningly reproduced on DVD for just $19.95. The original 26 episodes are presented uncut with every note of Richard Rodgers' original score for just $19.95. To take advantage of this offer, go online to www.RetroTelevision.com. That's R-E-T-R-O, RetroTelevision, you got to spell out television.com. Or go to TalkStarRadio.com to get your set of Victory at Sea episodes for just $19.95.
They were charged with finding an all-water route to the Pacific, yet less than half of them knew how to swim. They nearly starved, ran out of supplies, and failed in their primary mission. So why 200 years later do Lewis and Clark still fascinate us? Maybe it's because it was a military expedition notable for battles that didn't happen. Or because the Indians they met gave them food, horses, and guidance. Maybe it's the teenage mother and the slave who were allowed to speak their minds. Or was it because they chronicled a breathtaking and abundant American landscape? For 3 years, Lewis and Clark traveled a trail of tolerance, enlightenment, and adventure that we'd soon find out was too good to be true. It's a trail that still winds through us all. What can we learn from a 200-year-old story? Walk with Lewis and Clark at lewisandclark200.org and see what you discover.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Civility or partisan warfare? What should the Democratic response be as the Bush administration and its Republican allies in the Senate and the House implode? You have Tom DeLay, the most powerful person in Congress, no longer in Congress, indicted on charges of money laundering. The guy they replace him with, Roy Blunt, is almost as shady as DeLay. In fact, he's engaged in exactly the same sort of money laundering that Tom DeLay was engaged in with the same companies. Expect his indictment, folks, in the near future. You got Senator Majority Leader Bill Frist with his own scandal about selling his stock without warning the public in advance, without doing it properly, according to the SEC. He's being looked into. You've got the White House having committed treason. Well, see, now people will say that treason is excessive. Let's say the White House taking a covert CIA operative and disclosing her name, destroying national security in order to tar someone who dared to expose the administration's lies about Iraq. What should the response be? Well, Jeff from Jersey argues that I and other Democrats have been too harsh, that we shouldn't, for example, talk about treason as of yet. We need to get to the truth first. We shouldn't talk about Scooter Libby necessarily as going to be indicted yet. We should find the truth first. And yet we have people like Sean that say, you know what, the Democrats have been civil for too long. It is precisely the civility of the Democrats, Al Gore conceding the election, John Kerry conceding the election, despite the fact that the exit poll showed, in fact, that John Kerry won. Remember, the same kind of thing led to uprising in the Ukraine. It is precisely our civility that is getting the Democrats in trouble. Imagine, if you will, that someone in Bill Clinton's administration was accused of treason. We know what would happen. I mean, some companies under Bill Clinton sold some data to China they shouldn't have sold, and people were already accusing Bill Clinton of treason. But no one in the Clinton administration did what George Bush Sr. called the most treasonous of acts, outing a CIA agent. Is it wrong to call it treason? Was it wrong of Harry Reid to use absolutely a trick in the rules in order to close the session and get the Senate to explore the question of how the administration was manipulating intelligence? Would it be wrong for the Senate to filibuster Justice Samuel Alito, who was appointed without the advice and consent of any Democrats in the Senate, unlike Roberts, unlike even Harriet Myers, who at least Harry Reid of the Senate, to his discredit, approved? What is the proper role? Toll free, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Let me go now to Vicki in San Diego. Vicki, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hey, I think it should be called treason. I think that Harry Reid did a wonderful thing finally standing up to the Republicans. And actually, I scratch my head because, you know, when we look at the things that Scooter Libby has done and Safavian and all of these guys, I mean, the list gets longer and longer every day. I don't know why the nation isn't outraged. They were so outraged over Bill Clinton buying his Hummer, you know. But they won't get over things that, you know, national security and breaking the law, really breaking the law. People are not so upset with Republicans. And my question is this. I mean, I think the Democrats are indeed stepping up to the plate. I think Henry, you know, obviously Harry Reid did. I think there have been Democrats all along speaking out about what's been going on in the administration, starting with the House and John Conyers and the rest of them from day one. They just haven't been getting the press. The other thing is this. There's some reason in this nation why your people are, I think, cowed by the Republicans. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the Stockholm Syndrome. I don't know what it is. And why is it that when the Democrats, you know, are as strident as any Republicans are about lesser issues, people tend to want to discount the Democrats? I don't understand it.
Well, Vicki, let me address what you say, because I think you raise a lot of good issues, and then we can talk further. You do mention, and I think you're absolutely right, that many Democrats have been stepping up to the plate. John Conyers is a classic example. He looked into the allegations of voting fraud in Ohio. The Republicans wouldn't even give him a room. Wouldn't even give him a room in the House. He had to hide down in the basement. And other than C-SPAN and some radio programs like my own, not too many people covered it. So part of the problem is the Democrats aren't getting the press. And so I would argue, as you have argued, that they do need to call treason treason. Not, okay, the constitutional sense where, you know, you have levying war against the United States, but providing aid and comfort to our enemies. That's another definition
of
treason. Absolutely. That's exactly what they did. In fact, later on in the broadcast, I want to talk about a New York Times article that came out today that suggests that Al-Qaeda wanted us to go to war in Iraq, fed us misinformation that the president himself used to get us to war in Iraq. In other words, bin Laden tricked, or maybe I should say punked, George Bush, and then there was a cover-up. So
there's, God, I hope that's a convoluted conspiracy theory, but I don't know.
No, actually it isn't, and I'll talk about it a little bit later, Vicki.
Okay.
I'm sad to say that actually that's exactly what happened, and I'll get to that later in the broadcast. But the point about civility is this. You're right, the Democrats have been saying these things, and they've been getting no press. Harry Reid, for 2 years now, has been pressing Senator Roberts of Kansas to do what Roberts promised to do. He's the Republican head, Republican chair of the Intelligence Committee. What he promised to do, which was look at how the administration used the intelligence. And before Harry Reid closed down the Senate in a closed session, before he did that, he and 39 other Democrats, a total of 40 Democrats, wrote a letter, as is common on the Hill, to the President of the United States. It got virtually no press, saying, hello, you know, where is this, you know, when will the administration support looking into how the intelligence was used? And they got back a form letter. And the form letter reads, you know, dear senators, thank you so much for your letters. The president assures you that your views will be taken into account. You know, signed, I forgot her name, the woman in charge of White House correspondence. And it was only then that Harry Reid went and did a closed session. And let's recall how Frist responded, Senator Bill Frist, the majority of the Senate. He said, first of all, this is an insult to him. And secondly, it was disrespectful to the Senate. And third, he finally came around to say this was an insult to the American people. But Harry Reid knew what he was doing. You see, the way Senate procedures work, if he hadn't gotten to the floor and called for a closed session, the Republicans could have kept him from even speaking. Could kept him from speaking by doing a quorum call, a constant quorum call. So Harry Reid knew exactly what he was doing. And as far as I'm concerned, it is only through these kinds of tactics that the Republicans have gotten the press. They actually, America wasn't that upset about Bill Clinton. It was only the Republicans who made it such a big issue. And I argue that the only way the Democrats will be heard, unfortunately, is to use the same kind of techniques. If you want to call in, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you have ever dreamed of? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful children and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about EasyBiz23.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month, and now she earns $16,000 a month. Tori says before she started her own business, she worked 10 hours a day in a high-pressure job. She wore out her car commuting back and forth to work. Now she makes over $100,000 a year in her pajamas. Go online to find out more at EasyBiz23.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's www.EasyBiz23.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to EasyBiz23.com. That's EasyBiz, the number 23.com.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. As the administration implodes, as the Republican Party starts looking for the exits, as people start to recognize that not only does this party, the Republican Party, believe in controlling your private life, but they also don't want to control public spending. That, in fact, if you are a fiscal liberal and a social conservative, that's the only way you should be supporting the Republican Party. If you believe in spending huge amounts of money we don't have, and you believe in government spying on Americans, then you might just be a Republican. But if you used to be a Republican and you don't believe in runaway government spending, and you don't believe in massive debt owed to Saudi Arabia and China in order to build a bridge in Alaska to an island that serves 50 people. If you don't believe the government should be spying on you, there's a terrific article in the Washington Post today about how 30,000 cases under the Patriot Act, the government has been spying on the American people. They're not quite where East Germany used to be, but they're getting there. So as the Republican Party implodes, what should the Democrats do? Now, some people, and I don't mean to be picking on Jeff from Jersey, I actually know that he is a moderate. And there are moderates, and be clear, folks, there are moderates out there that hate the partisan bickering. And when I argue, for example, that what's gone on is treason, they say, well, wait a minute, it hasn't been proved yet. And when I argue that Judge Alito should be filibustered because, after all, the president didn't even use advise and consent, he didn't even ask the Democrats their view on it, they say, well, wait, let's go to the hearing. And here's my problem. I believe in due process. Yes, if I were on a jury, I would not convict Scooter Libley until I heard the evidence. And yes, if I sat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, I wouldn't commit to a filibuster until I heard Alito. I believe in due process. Moderates, listen up. But you've got a Republican Party that doesn't wait, that talks about Alito before it comes out, that actually lied to us and said Libby wasn't involved prior to the indictment. So they're getting out front, and I think one of the reasons why people are demoralized about Democrats is that they haven't been getting out front enough and using those strong words, treason. And some may say this is dirty politics, and maybe it is. But friends, if someone keeps hitting you below the belt, you can't fight by the Queensberry rules. I support the Democrats using very strong language, but I want to know what you think. 877-528-TALK. Let me go to Gerald. Gerald, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
I'm trying to get on radio station. That apple does not fall far from the tree. That, hello?
Yeah, no, you're on the air. You said the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just telling my friend that I am so upset with everybody because of these Republicans got in here and took over, and the apple does not fall far from the tree, because what I'm saying is, if this is happening in his administration, he's got all these lackeys in there, then what the heck do people think is going on? He's just as crooked as the rest of them.
You're talking about George Bush Sr.?
Yes.
The president.
George Bush Jr.
All of them.
I lived in East for a while, you know, South
Carolina, West Carolina. You know what, Gerald? It's kind of hard to hear you. I think you're on the cell phone. Let me ask you a favor. We're going to take a break. I want you, if you don't mind, can you call back on a landline?
Okay.
Just
sure.
I do want to hear from you, but I could just hear you a lot better if you call back from a landline. And folks, if you can call, if you're in your car and you can't call from a landline, you got a great cell phone, by all means call in. But it's not that I don't want to hear Gerald. It's just that well, it's hard to hear. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about this more. Those of you that are holding, stay holding. We'll get right to you. But what should the Democratic response be? Because I have to tell you, I support a strong response, but there are those out there, independents, who are more and more leaning toward the Democratic Party. They certainly don't trust the president. Independents, remember, voted for Kerry over Bush. And now, of course, even more, they support the Democrats. And yet the independents say, we don't want all this partisan bickering. It's a catch-22, folks. How can you expose the administration for what it's doing if you don't use the tough language. Remember, these are the Republicans that went wild over Bill Clinton lying about a sex act. But they claim, as Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison did, and I'll get to that after the break, that, oh, well, you know, lying about exposing a CIA agent, that's just a perjury trap. How do we respond, folks? 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. Parts of Indiana are twisted landscapes of smashed buildings and bare trees after a killer tornado struck in the dead of the night. The massive twister touching down in Kentucky early this morning and left a 20-mile-long patch of destruction that crossed the Ohio River and ripped into communities in Indiana. At least 21 people have been reported killed, well over 150 injured. President Bush using a speech in Brazil today to address his main antagonist in South America, the dictator of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, who recently strengthened ties with Cuba and promoted what is thought to be a socialist revolution. French President Jacques Chirac says restoring order to his country is his top priority. Last night was the 10th consecutive night of riots in his country, the unrest primarily being carried out by young Muslim thugs. Gas prices continue to fall, the average retail price per gallon of gasoline in the U.S. dropping more than 23 cents a gallon over the past week. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
This is a Multiview report. As gas prices continue to rise, consumers are looking for alternatives to gas guzzlers. AutoTrader.com, the Internet's leading auto classifieds marketplace and consumer information website, has some helpful tips for money-conscious automobile owners. Some easy ways to conserve gas? Reduce trips. Try to do chores on your way home from work rather than make separate trips. Take it easy. Avoid aggressive driving and use cruise control to maintain a sensible pace. And carpool if possible. Whether you're traveling to work or shopping, splitting the driving can cut costs. Sean Tucker, content manager, autotrader.com.
Simple things like maintaining your car to ensure it's running at peak performance and using a more efficient car rather than an SUV can help you save money on gas. At autotrader.com, we have nearly 3 million cars and 10 million monthly shoppers. So no matter what your shopping needs are, we have the right car for you.
To learn more helpful hints or to find the right car for you, visit autotrader.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin, author of The Healthy Heart Miracle. You know that most Americans take in too many calories because they're too fat. Just take off your shirt and look at your waist. If you can pinch more than a half inch of skin at your belt line, you're too fat. And taking in saturated fat and meat, fish, chicken, dairy products, and eggs, or partially hydrogenated fats and bakery products and prepared foods will raise your cholesterol and increase your risk for suffering heart attack. But if you don't pinch an inch and you're not gaining weight, dietary cholesterol is really not that important. You should never get a heart attack today. Eat less food, saturated fat, and partially hydrogenated fat. If you're going to get a heart attack or stroke, the odds are overwhelming. You don't know what you're doing, or you don't care what you're doing, and you're going to get your heart attack because you haven't done anything to change your susceptibility factors, which are now obviously controllable. I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. There are a lot of outrageous things going on in Washington. Will George Bush pardon Scooter Libby in order to cover up treason at the White House? Why does Karl Rove, with his classified clearance, continue to get classified reports where he can commit treason again? I mean, again, Rove claims he forgot. Oops. He forgot, he told Time magazine writer Matthew Cooper that Valerie Plame was a CIA agent. Oops, you know, I just happened to disclose that. I mean, we've had people, folks, who've left their laptops with classified information in the wrong spot. Not intentionally, they misplaced their laptops that have lost their security clearance. But Rove keeps his, even though he intentionally outed a CIA agent, even though I guess, according to his lawyer, he forgot about it. How about even more extreme questions? Should those found guilty of treason be executed, like the Rosenbergs? Or put in jail for life, like Aldrich Ames? Are these questions too severe? Should we be asking these questions, or should we say, you know what, you shouldn't be accusing the president of treason. That's not nice. I mean, I'm the first to say if you've got wild conspiracy theories, you know, let's get some evidence behind them before you say them. And I've knocked some of them down on my show, and some people have been angry with me for that. But when you have, as reported in today's New York Times, and I'm going to go into this in the next hour, the fact that Al-Qaeda gave us information claiming there was a connection to Iraq that we now know was false, when you have, in effect, bin Laden wanting the United States Army to stop focusing on him and move to Iraq, and George Bush, like the patsy he is, and that's, by the way, the best response. I mean, the best way to look at it is George Bush innocently, stupidly, ignorantly did what bin Laden wanted to do, remove troops from Afghanistan and move them to Iraq. The worst response, of course, is that Bush intentionally wanted to go to Iraq, planned the invasion months in advance, which we now know. So I don't know what you want to call him, just an idiot or, you know, an awful Machiavellian guy. But when it comes out that, yes, Bush played into bin Laden's hands and then tried to cover it up, how should the Democrats respond? Some moderates are saying, you know, Democrats, calm down. Don't look wild. Don't do one of those Howard Dean screams. Don't look like Michael Moore. Just say what you want to say. You know, let the investigation take its course and so forth. Or should the Democrats be loud and angry? Friends, I advocate the latter course, but I want to hear from you. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We've got Manny in San Diego. Manny, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
I'm on the cell. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you are here okay.
I'm a bigger burden?
Yeah, no, you are here okay. Don't move
okay,
too much.
Good.
Fair enough.
All right, let me get the brass tacks, okay? I'm somebody that's conservative, and I voted for Bush, and I supported the president. Right now, I'm upset at him. He's made a lot of mistakes. The reason I don't consider moving towards the Democratic Party is on issues of national security, I just do not believe the Democrats are as serious.
Really?
I understand where I'm coming from.
Well, I'd like to understand where you're coming from, because to me, George Bush has damaged our national security. As I'm going to talk about later on, there's a New York Times article today where bin Laden, or at least someone in Al-Qaeda, used information that was false to trick us, to help us go to war to invade Iraq. We've lost 2,000 American lives. The entire world hates us, not just the Arab world that wants to kill us. And we're not protecting things like the levees of New Orleans, Homeland Security, buying up loose nukes. I don't trust the Republicans on national security, whereas the Democrats at least want to get their facts straight before we go to war. Why do you trust the Republicans more?
Well, the reason I do is that look at the issue of Abu Ghraib. How many times did the New York Times put a front page article on what was going on? We got it already. There was a screw-up done there, and people were tortured. And it needed to be looked at. But then what happens is there was a new bank of photos that were going to be released. If nothing new can be brought to the story, if this didn't point to, say, a four-star general or some high administration official, why did they insist on bringing out these additional photos? All that did was make American servicemen more at risk.
I'll tell you why, Manny, and I'd like to get into this with you because I don't think it put American servicemen more at risk. The reason why Abu Ghraib is important is because it is not a mix-up or a screw-up or whatever words you use. This was not an accident. It's not that a few GIs ran amok and started beating prisoners. It turns out we now know that this was policy from the highest reaches of the administration. It went up to Donald Rumsfeld, and there were specific torture techniques that were described and handed down. And one of the reasons we know it's true, in addition to the fact that we've seen the memos, is that when the Senate, by a vote of 90 to 9, including just about every Republican and every Democrat, tried to vote a new law that would ban torture techniques, President Bush threatened to veto it. So Bush says he's against torture, but when it comes to the actual law, he wants the right to torture. The reason why, Manny, that Abu Ghraib needs to be talked about continually is because it wasn't a one-time thing. This is U.S. policy.
All right, now let me put a question to you.
Yeah.
Say you're responsible for interrogating a high-level Al-Qaeda operative.
Yeah.
Say he's got information where nuclear devices in California. Are you going to Are you going to play nice, or are you going to get that information?
Well, I'll tell you something.
Get that information, and most Americans would opt to get that information.
Well, I'll tell you something.
As far as anything, it's about stark contrast. You cannot nuance this war against terror.
Manny, I respect your view. Let me tell you why I respectfully think you're wrong, okay? First of all, there's no evidence that Al-Qaeda has any nuclear weapons or anything like that. So that kind of rhetoric is a bit overblown. But what the studies I've seen, and I've had people on this show who are experts in this, not me, will tell you that actually you can get more information by trickery than by torture. In fact, some of the best information we got on how, for example, Saudi Arabia knew about September 11th, which I've reported, and not too many people have reported, but Richard Clark backs me up. Saudi Arabia knew about September 11th before it happened. We got that by tricking Al-Qaeda operatives, by making them think that they were Saudi agents who were interviewing them rather than American agents. I think when you torture people, they will tell you anything you want to hear. And in fact, when we come back, I'm going to talk about this New York Times article, which suggests that that's exactly what Al-Qaeda did. They lied to us, and the president, stupidly or maliciously, believed their lies. I don't think torture succeeds, and I'll tell you something else it does. I think it lowers us to the standards of dictators around the world. It says to the world, we are no different from Saddam Hussein. It says to the Arab world, remember, 90% of the people fighting us in Iraq are not foreigners. They're Iraqis who want us out of their country. If we continue to torture people just like Saddam Hussein did, then they hate us as much as they hated Saddam Hussein. I think it harms national security. That's not because I'm sympathetic to Al-Qaeda. Frankly, I give them a trial, and if they're guilty, and they probably are, execute them. That's fine with me. But I think that torturing is a matter of national policy, harms national policy.
The ACLU is saying the exact opposite of what you're saying.
Well,
and more often than not, now, this may be correct or it may be incorrect, but people like me see the ACLU as the high priesthood of liberalism. And it goes through a whole variety of issues that touch culture and not just policy.
Well, Manny, I mean, you're kind of changing the subject there. On the ACLU, I'll just briefly say some things they do I like, some things they do I don't like. But even John McCain, who, after all, was tortured in North Vietnamese prison, doesn't think torture should be national policy. And, hey, I agree with him, but I want to thank you for your call, Manny, and I hope you call again another time.
Sure.
All right. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK. I know we've got callers on the line. We'll get to you right after this.
Johnny Reese is a major league pitcher who has always had a talent for striking people out. Teams fell over themselves trying to recruit the young man with a menacing fastball. But baseball isn't his only talent. You see, he's also a major league hitman, a contract killer who likes his work. Reese can do more than strike you out. He can eliminate you altogether. Jack Kane, a retired New York City detective, has a talent of his own, catching bad guys. When it comes to murder investigations, Jack Kane is a big leaguer, too. For action and suspense, Squeeze Play by Jim Harrington is a grand slam. You can buy a Squeeze Play at all your favorite online booksellers. But for Talkstar Radio listeners, this is a special deal. Buy Squeeze Play now at a special discounted price and receive a signed autographed copy from the author. Buy yours now at yourmorning.com. Buy yours for the holidays today, yourmorning.com.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
It is the Nader, the lowest point, N-A-D-I-R, not the guy who ran for president. It is the nadir of the Bush administration so far. Maybe it'll go lower. But right now, it is the lowest point. In fact, it's not only the lowest point in the Bush administration. Bush has the lowest approval rating of any president in the post-war period, with the exception of Richard Nixon right before he was going to be impeached and resigned. He has the lowest point. But guess what? The Democrats, well, they're getting a little bit from it, but not a lot. At this point, people mistrust the Republicans. They mistrust the Republican Congress. They mistrust the President of the United States, the Vice President. But the Democrats aren't taking those votes, at least not yet. Maybe they will in 06. What's the problem? Well, part of the problem, you just heard it from Manny. Manny says he's a Republican. He's not happy with the Bush administration. He doesn't trust them. But he's not ready to vote the Democrats yet because he still sees Republicans as strong on national security. And one reason is because Republicans are willing to torture where Democrats aren't. I believe that you need to fight smart, not just strong. When someone harms you, there's an immediate desire to fight back, to get revenge. No one more than I supported when 3,000 Americans were murdered on September 11, 2001. No one more than I wanted war. In fact, I wanted a formal congressional declaration of war. Against those involved, I wanted to get al-Qaeda, I wanted to get bin Laden. But you have to fight smart. And I don't think torture is smart. It's not that I don't want to fight. It's not that I don't want to be mean to al-Qaeda. In fact, I, for one, would not have supported sending troops to Iraq so we could send 100,000 troops into Afghanistan, into the Pakistan area. If I had been president, or I would dare say if John Kerry had been president, we would have caught bin Laden by now. We would have dismantled al-Qaeda by now, and we would have done so with world support. It wouldn't just be Americans dying. Because the entire world, do you remember? The entire world, even the Arab world, supported, understood the need for revenge against al-Qaeda. But al-Qaeda tricked us. And I'm going to talk about this in length. I hope you'll stay up at the top of the hour. I want to talk about this New York Times article and the way al-Qaeda tricked us. I promise to get to that in the next hour. But al-Qaeda tricked us, and what did we do? We went to war in Iraq. You see, Manny, torturing isn't smart. It's not that I'm more than willing to give Osama bin Laden the death penalty. But torturing isn't smart. We get misinformation. By all means, let's use trickery. But you have to understand that the fact that the whole world hates us now, not just the Arab world, but in Europe, in Australia, even in Canada, they're looking at us, our best friend, saying, America, Hey, you may not want to watch what you're doing, eh? When even Canadians are saying, America, you're going a little crazy here. We need to sit back and think about fighting smart. And I think the Democrats would fight not just strong, but smart. And I'm not talking about the ACLU, and I'm not talking about the leftist of the left. I'm talking mainstream Clinton Gore Democrats, the kind that I support. I know a lot of you are on the lines. We still have a line open, though. 877-528-TALK. Let me go right to Rebecca. Rebecca, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
I have a lot to say.
Okay.
The people in this country need to stop being so naive. It's like, wake up, people. Let's get real. This evil group who have taken over our country have been quite calculated and with clear intent to establish their egoistic control of the world. It's like, who are the real terrorists? You know, who are the real terrorists? You know, these are not just mistakes these guys have made. Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and their buddies have done all of these evil things on purpose. You know, it's like all part of their little plan to establish their control of the whole world. And I say treason, perjury, manslaughter for all the deaths in New Orleans, and what they're doing to the seniors, the disabled people, children's health care. Our homeless population is increasing by millions because of all the people that don't have enough money to live on because of this administration. The list is so long of what they've done to hurt everyone. The list is so long, you know, like, where do we start? And it gets longer every day.
Well, Rebecca, I agree with every word you say. But I don't support this view, but there are people out there, they tend to be independents, they tend to be moderates, who say, I don't like all this partisan bickering. You know, if you disagree, say so, but don't use words like treason. Don't use words like, you know, a conspiracy to take over the world. Just say they're wrong. And how do you respond to people like that?
Okay, well, first of all, I don't have any party affiliation. I'm 62 years old, and I'm a senior.
Okay.
This is how I feel from my gut and from my heart and from my soul. It's our responsibility to protect our country and the world from the Bush-Cheney dictatorship.
Okay.
It's our responsibility to protect mankind from them. They're evil.
Yeah, see, actually, I don't... It's hard for me, the word evil. I will agree with you that they're destroying this country, no question about it. Maybe that even goes farther than I'd go. See, I would call it treason, and I would say... Part of the problem is, I guess, when you use very strong words, is that some people who were ready to listen turn off. And my goal is to get rid of these people, as your goal is, I know, Rebecca. And the question is, how do we best do it? Again, I guess fighting smart, not just fighting strong. I call it treason because, look, what did they do? They outed a CIA agent. That's something that even George Bush's father called a treasonous act. That's something very specific. Evil... I think I'll save that word for Bin Laden, but maybe you think I'm not being strong enough. If so, go at it. Criticize me. You have every right to.
Well, I believe that if you look up the word evil in the dictionary, it says something to the effect of with intention to do harm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see that they have intention to do harm,
yeah.
You know, by letting those people in New Orleans just, you know, go ahead and die and not be taken care of and putting Halliburton in there to clean up the mess. I mean, come
that's
on
true.
Now, you know, and getting rid of their prevailing wage down there. That
right, and that's an important thing that people haven't focused on very much, but you're absolutely right, Rebecca. Taking the people who've just lost their homes, who are struggling, I mean, they've lost everything, struggling to stay afoot financially, and saying, if you rebuild New Orleans, we won't pay you prevailing wages. We'll try to undercut your wages and hire outside companies like Halliburton, which will make a lot of money to do it. You're absolutely right. It's you know, whether it intends to do harm, I guess to me isn't the point. It is doing great harm. I think this is an administration that fundamentally does not care about poor people, about black people, about people who want to live the American dream but just don't have the inherited wealth that a George Bush does. And if that's evil, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Rebecca, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We've got some callers on the line. I'll get back to you after the break. And I also, after the break, I want to play some of what the president and the vice president have said is going on in Iraq, and then play what the generals have said. It's vastly different. When is it right or when is it wrong to call the President of the United States a big, fat liar? Maybe not evil, but he's clearly a liar. We'll be right back after this.
I know you've heard me talk about Margie Garrison, the arthritis lady, but have I told you about the time she was thrown out of an arthritis convention for telling the truth that most arthritis sufferers attending that convention didn't need the expensive and maybe dangerous drugs and treatments they were being sold? Man alive, did they hustle her out of there pronto? This might not work for absolutely everybody, but if you get Mrs. Garrison's program and give it a try for a year and it doesn't end up ending most of your pain, ask for your money back. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. See what the doctors are saying about Mrs. Garrison's program and if this works for you or a member of your family.
Dear Mama, my first 5 years, I'll learn a lot.
How to walk, talk,
brush my teeth.
But for food, I'm pretty much counting on you.
I don't know what's good for me.
I change the stove, drive to the store. It's up to you.
So if you need help, there's WIC.
WIC, Women, Infants, Children.
They'll tell you what's good for me, even provide food. Because what I eat my first 5 years will affect me the rest of my life.
Love always,
your child.
Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food for women, infants, children. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO.
P.S. It doesn't cost anything.
Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ag Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. The question is, how do Democrats best profit from the implosion of the Republican Party, from the failures of the Republicans in Congress and the presidency? You got treason in the White House. You've got the leader of the House indicted. You've got the guy that follows him, Roy Blunt, doing the same money laundering. You got Bill Frist, who's got ethical problems with the SEC. You have huge spending, massive debt. So even if you believe in fiscal conservatism, you're out the window. You have the religious right putting in a guy like Sam Alito, who, without even consulting with the Democrats. How should the Democrats respond? Should we filibuster? Should we call treason treason? Should we call them evil, as Rebecca suggested? Or should we just call them liars? I guess I prefer the word liar, though I'll tell you, there are people that think even that's too strong. But let me play some of these things, and you tell me whether or not you think they're lies. Let me go, first of all, to Vice President Cheney, a very famous statement.
I think they're in the last throes, if you will, of the insurgency.
I hope you caught that. There was a beep in the middle. Let me do it again.
I think they're in the last throes, if you will, of the insurgency.
I think they're in the last throes, if you will, of the insurgency. Now let's listen to the generals themselves and what they said before Congress.
The average counterinsurgency in the 20th century has lasted 9 years. Fighting insurgencies is a long-term proposition, and there's no reason that we should believe that the insurgency in Iraq will take any less time to deal with.
Okay, very different, right? You have Cheney saying they're in the last throes, and then you have the general saying, well, this could take up to 9 years. Are they lying to us? Republicans, are they lying to us? Let's look at George Bush talking about Iraqis and how well they prepared they are to fight their own war.
This week I met with the generals who are overseeing our efforts in Iraq, Generals Abizaid and Casey. Now the increasing number of more capable Iraqi troops has allowed us to keep a better hold on the cities we have taken from the terrorists.
Okay, increasingly capable Iraqi troops. That sounds pretty good. In fact, a year ago, only 3 out of 180 battalions were ready to fight. But George Bush says they're increasingly capable. Well, let's see what the generals told the Senate.
General Abizaid, there was a report sent over, I think last June, that 3 of the 100 Iraqi battalions were fully trained and equipped, capable of operating independently. What is that number now?
The number now is, if you're talking about level 1 trained, it's 1.
One battalion. We're going down, folks. The president says they're increasingly capable, but we're going down. We only have 1. So, you know, I don't know whether the president's evil. I don't want to do, as he says, look into his heart. He may be evil. But one thing's for absolute sure, he's a liar. They keep lying to us. And these are the generals that are telling the truth. Some generals really aren't telling us the truth, as John McCain found out. Let's listen to him.
General Myers seems to assume that things have gone well in Iraq. General Myers seems to assume that the American people... the support for our conflict there is not eroding. General Myers seems to assume that everything has gone fine. Things have not gone as we had planned or expected, nor as we were told by you, General Myers.
When even John McCain realizes that things aren't going that well, when the American public realizes that things aren't going well, it's clear, folks, that they're lying to us. Does anyone dispute that? I don't think they do. So how do the Democrats capitalize on it? How do they call the president a liar? Or do they say, you know what, the president has made some inaccurate statements? I think we have to be strong, not to play dirty politics, but when the president is a liar, call him a liar. I got lots of calls. We'll get to them when we come back. 877-528-TALK. When we come back, how Bin Laden tricks George Bush.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother, Justin...
Hello.
Hi.
...are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
Wow, that looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you. Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
Making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Until next time.
USA Radio Network News. I'm Jack DeRay reporting.
It seemed to hit right in the middle of this small community and destroyed most of the businesses in downtown Munfordville.
Kentucky Governor Ernie Fletcher saying the town of Munfordville was hit hard by a tremendous early morning tornado. The powerful tornado leaving a path of destruction in southern Indiana and parts of Kentucky early Sunday. At least 23 people killed, more than 200 others injured. Evansville, Indiana resident Beth Greenwell.
It was awful. I heard the sirens going, and I checked the television, and I immediately got blankets and pillows into the basement bathroom and woke up my son. He's seven, and took him to the basement and got the baby, and when I was taking her down the steps is when the electricity went off and everything started shaking, and we made it to the bathroom and shut the door, and that's when the pressure in our ears and the whole house was shaking. It was like a train. You know, you hear people say that, and it's like a freight train coming over your house, and I kept telling my son, It's here. There's a tornado here. And coming out of the bathroom and not knowing what you're going to see, it was really, really scary.
Officials say the death toll will likely rise as rescue workers pick through the rubble in their house-to-house search. Approximately 130 Indiana National Guard troops were called in to help with recovery efforts and to help provide security and clean up debris. You're listening to USA Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. Hi, I'm David Orrick. My hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL has something that even vacuums costing $1,000 don't have. The Carpet and Rug Institute's seal of approval. That means it passed every test put to it by the folks who make your carpets. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 and I'll send you one. And you can use it free for 30 days. That's 1-800-989-4200. And see if it earns your seal of approval.
Still no sign of an escaped inmate from Houston, Texas. A massive manhunt continues for Charles Thompson, who police consider extremely dangerous. French President Jacques Chirac has called for a security meeting to deal with the rioting in African and Arab communities. Last night, violence spread across France. More than 1,000 cars were set ablaze, and more than 300 people have been arrested. Peter Ford reports from France.
Well, at the moment, all the government has been doing is sending in more and more police. And that has sometimes stemmed the violence in one particular place, but it's just burst out somewhere else. What was striking about the night of Saturday to Sunday was not only that more cars, more than 1,000, were burned than had been ever burned before in one night, but that they were burned in a variety of cities. This trouble has now spread beyond the suburbs of Paris to the south of France, to the north of France, and to the east of France.
Most of the rioters are said to be young Muslim thugs. You're listening to USA Radio Network News.
When arthritis, muscle, or joint pain strikes, strike back with Mobisil, the most advanced topical pain reliever you can buy without a prescription. Mobisil is specially formulated to penetrate deep under the skin, where it rapidly delivers a powerful analgesic directly to the site of your pain. Mobisil's revolutionary formula is odorless, non-irritating, non-staining, and without side effects. Mobisil, rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Savon, and Brookshire Brothers Pharmacies.
President Bush completing his Latin American trip to Argentina and Brazil, the final stop in Panama. USA's senior White House correspondent Connie Lawn has more, reporting from the nation's capital.
President Bush appeared to have a more relaxed visit to Brazil than he had in Argentina. The Brazilian president treated him to informal barbecues, and the routine protesters were much smaller in number and tamer than in Argentina. While the Latin American leaders did not support the free and fair trade zone concept, President Bush called relations between the United States and Brazil essential and strong. Connie Lawn, USA Radio Network News, Washington.
Polish archaeologists think they found the burial site of Copernicus. He's the 16th century Catholic priest who first introduced the theory that the Earth was not the center of the universe. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate reporting on the USA Radio Network.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Well, AISI, it was NBD.
You don't know what your kids are saying online or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. Help delete online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. There is so much to report going on in the administration. All these lies, one repeatedly after the other. There's a lot of other news in the world, too. Of course, there are riots in France. There's Tom DeLay doing whatever he can to get a new judge and running a campaign, if you will, against the judge. Amazing stuff. Trying to run a political campaign to avoid his legal corruption. There's the retirement of Alan Greenspan that I'd like to talk about as well. But the main thing I'm talking about is the administration's lies. Repeated unassailable lies. And now it's just come out in the New York Times that one of those lies was about who was it that told our senior officials that there was some connection between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. It turns out it was Al-Qaeda itself. A prisoner, Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi, intentionally misleading the debriefers to try to get us to go to war in Iraq. That's right, folks. Bin Laden wanted us to go to war in Iraq. And apparently the Bush administration did Osama's bidding. Let me go to the phones now. It's 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Let me go to Helen in Chula Vista. Helen. Oh, did we lose Helen? All right. Let's go to Rex in Alabama then. Rex, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Okay, I was just wanting to comment on something I heard a little earlier this week on Marketplace on NPR.
All right.
They were doing their market analysis, and they come up with Diebold Corporation had lost 3% on their stock.
Yep.
And the reason Diebold gave for that was when Katrina hit the coast, there was a trucking shortage caused, and they haven't been able to deliver all of their voting machines everywhere.
Hmm.
Makes me wonder just how many voting machines are they putting out there?
Well, Diebold, the two brothers who hold Diebold and Sequoia Systems control 80% of the market. That same people who have contributed so much to the Republican Party, they hold 80% of the market. So that's a lot of voting machines.
And I was reading on your blog today. You had several people post there today also about what can we do to force them to give us a paper trail.
Well, you're talking, of course, about a paper trail for voting.
Yes.
I think the best thing to do, frankly, is to publicize it, to let people realize that the Republican Party, for whatever reason, wants to have fraud in voting. They support fraud. If you vote for a Republican, or, for example, you folks in California, if you vote for Proposition 77, Arnold Schwarzenegger's great plan to build, to actually increase the Republican margin by 10, all it would do is gerrymander California to have the Republicans 10 more votes in the House. If you vote for that, you are supporting voting fraud, because the Republicans decide, a lot of people don't understand this, but the Republican leadership decides whether or not to bring a bill to the floor. And even though a majority of representatives, including Republicans, claim to support fraud-proof voting, the leadership, used to be Tom DeLay, now it's Roy Blunt, refuses to let that bill come to a vote. Now, there are ways around it, and I should tell you about this, Rex. There's something called a discharge petition, and this is a little bit of inside the Beltway stuff, but hey, that's what I give here on the Inside Scoop. There is a way around the Republican leadership. That's called a discharge petition. If a majority of members of the House, that's 218, sign on to this discharge petition, they can then get Congressman Rush Holt's bill, Congressman Rush Holt, Democrat of New Jersey, his bill to require a paper trail for voting. But they're not signing on, because to do so would be considered disrespectful, I guess, to the Republican leadership. So if you pull the lever for Proposition 77 in California, or if you vote for a Republican in November 2006, you are voting for voting fraud. You support fraud. I don't care. And again, this isn't addressed to you, Rex, but it's addressed to everyone listening to my voice. Whatever your possession is, whatever your politics are, you need to ask your member of Congress, have they signed a discharge petition to require Rush Holt's bill to prevent voting fraud, to give that a vote on the House floor. And if they haven't signed it, they support voting fraud. And I think, Rex, the only way is if people get angry enough, if they understand the issues enough, to know that, yes, believe it or not, the Republican Party supports fraud. And I don't think a lot of Republicans want to believe it, but every word I'm saying, you can check it out, folks. Does that answer your question, Rex?
Yes, it does very well.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your call. Do you have another comment to make, or is that it?
Well, I will contact my congressman, even though he is a Republican.
Well, here's what you can do, Rex, even though your congressman's Republican. Here's what you say to your congressman. You say, does Congressman X, does he or she, does he support voting fraud? And they'll say, no, of course not. We don't support voting fraud. Then I can't understand why you're not supporting a bill to require a paper receipt. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with that. It would prevent voting fraud. And they may say, oh, well, you know, we want to do it a different way. And then you say, what way? And make them spell it out. Or they may say, we support the bill. It just hasn't come up for a vote. Then you say, you know what? There's a thing called a discharge petition. I heard about it on a radio show. I understand if you sign that discharge petition, you can force it to come out for a vote. Has Congressman X signed the discharge petition? No, I guess he's not. Well, then I'm going to tell all my friends that he supports voting fraud. If he doesn't support voting fraud, why won't he sign the discharge petition? I hope you'll have that conversation with your representative. Okay, Rex?
Sounds like a good plan.
All right. If you want to call in, folks, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. When I come back, I'll be talking more about how bin Laden tricked the Bush administration into going into war with Iraq. We'll be right back after this.
If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope you'll remember 1995dental.com. 1995dental.com tells you how to save about 50% on braces for your kids, similar savings on other services. Because this isn't insurance, there is no waiting period, no exclusion, no claim forms to fill out. You get instant savings from tens of thousands of dentists coast to coast. Unlike a lot of insurance policies, this discount program covers cosmetic dentistry, bonding, and cleaning. For the individual, it's $11.95 a month. But for the entire family, everyone who lives under your roof, regardless of age or relationship, it's $19.95 a month. Hence our name, 1995dental.com. Type in the numbers 1995, then the word dental.com. 1995dental.com will save you.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're discussing the Democratic response to the implosion of the Bush administration. It's falling apart, that's clear. People distrust the president now, as they should. But what should the Democratic response be? If they respond carefully and quietly, if Harry Reid, the minority leader of the Senate, does sign a letter along with 39 other Democrats asking the Republicans ever so nicely for the third, fourth, seventh, and twelfth time to have an investigation as to how the administration misused intelligence, they get a form letter back. Thank you so much for writing us. Signed, you know, the president will take your views into account. Truly yours, Presidential Flack. But if they respond strongly, if they say, you know what, we're going to filibuster Judge Samuel Alito, and if the Republicans refuse to follow Senate rules, if they do what's called the nuclear option and violate the rules, break them, force them in any way, we'll shut down the Senate. I was talking with a friend of mine just the other day. He said, well, do you think Americans will get it? Do you think they'll blame the Democrats? I don't know. Will they blame the Democrats if they have to shut down the Senate in order to enforce Senate rules? 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. What about the New York Times article today? Front page. Check it out if you haven't read it. There's a link on my website at radioinsidescoop.com. Report warned Bush team about intelligence doubts. What does the front page article say? That the idea that Iraq was somehow involved in supporting Al-Qaeda came from Al-Qaeda. They told us this after we took the guy prisoner, a guy named Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi. And I don't know whether we tortured him or not. A previous caller, Manny, felt that we need to do more torturing of people. I don't know whether we tortured him or not, but I do know this. He lied to us. The Defense Intelligence Agency told Bush back in 02, in February 02, long before the Iraq War, that the intelligence officials believed that Libby was, quote, intentionally misleading the debriefers and making claims that Iraq supported Al-Qaeda, getting these illicit weapons. Now, what did Bush do about that after he read that intelligence officials thought that bin Laden was lying to him, that Al-Qaeda was purposely lying to him to get him to go to war in Iraq? What did Bush do? He said, quote, in October 2002 in Cincinnati, he said, quote, we've learned that Iraq has trained Al-Qaeda members in bomb-making and poisons and gases, unquote. In other words, let's be absolutely clear what happened here. Al-Qaeda told the Bush administration, fed to the Bush administration something they knew to be untrue, that Iraq was working with them. Why would bin Laden do such a thing? Well, there's an easy reason, folks. Where were we in February 02, at the end of 01, when Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi was lying to American intelligence officials? Maybe under torture, maybe not, I don't know. We were in Afghanistan. We weren't in Iraq. We had 100,000 troops down their neck. Osama bin Laden was trapped in Tora Bora. He was on his last legs. There was nothing bin Laden wanted more than for us to take American troops out of Afghanistan, away from bin Laden's neck, into a whole nother corner of the Middle East. Bin Laden wanted us to leave him alone, and Bush fell for the bait. Now, let's be clear here. Our intelligence officers were not fooled. That's what the New York Times article is all about. The intelligence report came out early, February 02, and noted that Libby's claims had no details. Didn't say who the Iraqis were that were involved, didn't say the weapons used, didn't say the location of the training, didn't say nothing. Okay? February 02 report says, quote, Ibn al-Sheikh has been undergoing debriefs for several weeks and may be describing scenarios to the briefers that he knows will retain their interest. It's possible he doesn't know any details. And the more he doesn't know any details, the more likely he's intentionally misleading debriefers. So the president, the vice president, everybody knew that not just that al-Qaeda was trying to get them to go to war in Iraq, but that al-Qaeda was intentionally lying to them. The professionals told the truth. There's no problems with our intelligence, folks. The professionals were telling the truth. The problem is with the people at the top who refuse to listen to the professionals. The problem is with George Bush and Dick Cheney, who, whether because they wanted oil, remember, you know, they planned to go to war with Iraq back in January 2001, when Bush first came into office, long before September 11th. We know that from Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, where he showed in the book The Price of Loyalty by Ron Susskind, showed the maps where they divide Iraq into various oil fields. So we know that Bush and Cheney and all the Project for a New American Century group and Rumsfeld and Collins and Rice, we know they wanted to invade Iraq from the beginning. But what this report makes clear is that Bush did exactly what al-Qaeda wanted him to do. Bush helped al-Qaeda. Bush helped remove the American noose from al-Qaeda's throat and move it away so that al-Qaeda could prosper again. Who is our biggest enemy in the war against terrorism? George W. Bush. By helping the people who murdered 3,000 Americans, by removing troops from their neck and bringing them to Iraq, exactly what they wanted us to do. And we now have the proof. The proof not only that al-Qaeda lied to us, but that Bush knew al-Qaeda was lying to us, or at least our intelligence officials believed that al-Qaeda was lying to us, and we went to war anyway. And people somehow think this president can fight the war against terrorism? I don't know whether Bush is an incompetent fool or he's evil, as caller Rebecca said. I don't know which. It don't matter, folks. All we know is that George Bush is playing right into bin Laden's hands. The same president who helped so many bin Laden relatives escape to Saudi Arabia, he's playing right into their hands. If you haven't read this New York Times article, you got to do it. RadioInsideScoop.com. Click on the article. We'll be right back talking more about the Bush administration lies and how the Democrats should respond right after this.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, the television show that America grew up watching. Now available on DVD. 20 episodes are yours for just $29.99. That's the money-saving price if you order online from RetroTelevision.com. RetroTelevision.com. Wild Kingdom, featuring Marlon Perkins and all the regular features that made this show a favorite family watching habit. Sorry, phone orders are not available at this low price of $29.99 for 20 episodes. Order this set now and get 3 episodes with famed primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. Order from RetroTelevision.com or go to www.TalkStarRadio.com. Save 25% with the online offering Wild Kingdom from RetroTelevision.com and TalkStar Radio.
Johnny Reese is a major league pitcher who has always had a talent for striking people out. Teams fell over themselves trying to recruit the young man with a menacing fastball. But baseball isn't his only talent. You see, he's also a major league hitman, a contract killer who likes his work. Reese can do more than strike you out. He can eliminate you altogether. Jack Kane, a retired New York City detective, has a talent of his own, catching bad guys. When it comes to murder investigations, Jack Kane is a big leaguer, too. For action and suspense, Squeeze Play by Jim Harrington is a grand slam. You can buy a Squeeze Play at all your favorite online booksellers. But for Talk Star Radio listeners, this is a special deal. Buy Squeeze Play now at a special discounted price and receive a signed autographed copy from the author. Buy yours now at yourmorning.com. Buy yours for the holidays today. Yourmorning.com.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. What are we to do as the presidency implodes? We Democrats have been waiting for this for a long time to come. And now we have the American people on our side. Democrats are solid. Independents strongly distrust the president, as they should. They don't trust the corrupt Republican Congress, as they shouldn't. Republicans also are embarrassed. I have to tell you, I know lots of Republicans. I can't find a single one today that will defend the Bush administration, whether it's Katrina or Harriet Myers. Oh, she's the best qualified. Or, you know, or Mike Brown. Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job, right? Or now we know that Bush helped Al-Qaeda by removing troops, that Al-Qaeda actually wanted us to do that. No one will defend them, but how can the Democrats take this? There's an election coming up in California. I'm sure you know this. Proposition 77, one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's propositions, would redistrict California so that the Republicans can even more gerrymander the House of Representatives. Right now, despite the fact that America is about 50-50 Democrats and Republicans, even in the election that Al Gore won, where the majority of Americans voted for Al Gore, he only won 42% of congressional districts. That means the Republicans get 15% advantage, 57 over 42, merely by drawing district lines. Schwarzenegger doesn't think that's enough. He wants to draw district lines even more, which would give 10 more votes to the Republicans in the House. One thing to you folks in California, whatever you do on any other propositions, you got to vote no on Proposition 77. If you want to investigate the conduct of the president in this war and the vice president, if you want to find out what's going on, the Republicans refuse to investigate, and the Democrats don't have subpoena power unless they become a majority. The election of 05 matters, folks, because if Proposition 77 passes, we can't possibly take the House in 06. If you want to investigate this president, just one quick appeal to Californians, you got to vote no on Proposition 77, because we have a House of liars. You know what? Even Patrick Buchanan wants Congress to investigate. You know, I heard Pat Buchanan say this, and I actually was kind of surprised. I mean, he's a right-wing conservative. He knows that Bush can't be trusted, right? He knows that Bush needs to be investigated. He doesn't blame Bush. He blames Congress for refusing to investigate. But we all know there's only one way Congress can investigate, and that's if the Democrats take over a chamber. If the Democrats don't control the House or the Senate, then they can't have subpoena power. They can't force the administration to tell us what's going on. You know what? I'm going to play for you just real briefly. I know there are callers holding. Hold on just a little bit longer. I want to play for you Pat Buchanan on the congressional role to investigate. Let me play that.
It took him until March of 2003 to discover that those documents were fake when they'd been sitting at the CIA and the White House and no one had actually examined them. So we've been looking at it, yes. But there hasn't been any real examination by the administration as to why the documents or how they first came.
This is again where the Congress of the United States has failed this country. This is not Fitzgerald's job to find out who and SISMI, that Italian agency, how they got these documents, how they fed them into Hadley, how they fed them into the U.S. government. It's the job of the Congress of the United States to determine whether this country was misled into war. It did not do it before the war. It has not done it after the war. And frankly, Fitzgerald was saying today, and he's right, that's not my job.
Whose is it? Pat, that's the great question.
Yeah, but let me come back, Chris, on this about, can I agree with Pat about the fact that Congress has not exercised oversight?
You know what? I agree with Pat Buchanan, too. And when I agree with Pat Buchanan, the world is topsy-turvy and everything's on its head, Congress has to investigate the President of the United States. They have to investigate the administration. They have to find out what's going on, and the Republicans refuse to do it. If you vote for a Republican in November 06, or if you vote for Proposition 77, you are saying, I don't want to know what the administration is doing. You're saying, I don't care what the administration is doing. I don't care whether they're lying to us. I do not want to investigate how intelligence is used. That's what you're saying if you vote either for Proposition 77 or for the Republicans. I think the Americans have a right to know. Even Pat Buchanan thinks Americans have a right to know. And the only way to do that is to elect a Democratic House or Senate. Now, some of you will say, well, you know, the voting machines are messed up. We can't possibly do it. And you're right. And I guarantee you, for the next year, I'm going to talk about voting machines. We got to fix the voting machines. But you know what? If we win by 5, 10, 15 points, then they can't steal it from us like they did last time. So, yes, we have to fix voting machines, but we also have to get out the vote. We have to get independents and Republicans to understand, for the sake of this country, whatever your views are on any of the issues, Congress should hold the president accountable. That is their constitutional job. Even Pat Buchanan saying so. All Americans need to come together and find out, did this White House commit treason? Did they lie to get us into war? 877-528-TALK. I'll get right to your calls right after this.
This is Newsbreak. The rising death toll after a massive twister touched down in Kentucky early this morning and left a 20-mile-long path of destruction that crossed the Ohio River and ripped into communities in Indiana. In addition to the dead, over 150 injured. Residents of the hard-hit communities have wandered the smashed remnants of their homes looking for something to salvage. Tornado sirens sounding only about 10 minutes before the twister hit in the dark of the night. French President Jacques Chirac saying restoring order to his country is his number one priority now. Last night was the 10th consecutive night of riots in France. The unrest began in poor Paris suburbs after the death of two teenagers who were apparently fleeing police. President Bush using a speech in Brazil today to address his main antagonist in South America, the dictator of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, who recently strengthened his ties with Cuba and continues to promote what's thought to be a socialist revolution. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
Healthcare Now, I'm Randy Gardner. Most of us have heard stories from friends and relatives about how confused they were after their doctor gave them a medical diagnosis. They didn't know what to do next to get more information. Well, now, the Federal Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, has developed a new booklet to help people called Next Steps After Your Diagnosis. The guide includes 10 important questions to ask your doctor about your condition, how it might be treated, and what you need to know before making treatment decisions. The booklet also includes resources such as website addresses and phone numbers. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Receiving a diagnosis can often be confusing and overwhelming, especially when you face a potentially serious medical condition. The purpose of this booklet is to help consumers become better informed and be active partners in their own health care.
For a free copy of Next Steps After Your Diagnosis, go to ahrq.gov/consumer. This information was produced by the U.S. Agency for Healthcare Research and...
I'm Terry Graydon with our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
High blood pressure has been called the silent killer. It's a risk factor for kidney disease, stroke, and heart conditions. But will your blood pressure creep up over the years? New research from Framingham, Massachusetts suggests that the answer for most middle-aged people is yes. A study in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows that Americans in their mid-50s face a 90% risk of developing high blood pressure during the remaining years of their lives.
A different study in the Archives of Internal Medicine suggests that doctors are not as aggressive in treating high blood pressure as they might be. Patients who had documented hypertension for at least 6 months were undertreated, even though their doctors were familiar with clinical guidelines. Losing weight, exercising, learning to relax, eating plenty of vegetables and fruits, and cutting sodium can all help control blood pressure. This is Joe Graydon and the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
When Pat Buchanan thinks Congress needs to investigate the lies of the president. Why it is that the president lied to us, claiming that Iraq had nuclear weapons when it didn't. Those infamous 16 words. When Pat Buchanan calls for an investigation, you know you have a presidency in trouble. Virtually no American, except for, well, I can't say that. I guess one-third of America still believes this president. I don't know if they really believe them or they just want the president because they support some other agenda like the religious right does. They want to impose religion in our schools, whatever it is. And by the way, I know I'm not attacking Christians or even fundamentalists. I'm only attacking those who want to impose their religion on others. I fully respect religion. I actually think that in my personal religious view, God doesn't want to be forced to pray to. I think that you have to come to God on your own. I certainly don't want the government doing it. I think those are the only people left supporting this administration, people who are strongly pro-life, again, a view I support. But no matter what your views on these social issues, you have to know, and I think virtually every American knows now, the president's been lying to us. And the question is, how can how can the Democrats capitalize on this? How can they use this to their own advantage? Do they need to fight dirty? Let me give you a comment. It's interesting. It's a letter in the New Republic by Stefan in Washington, D.C. And he points out that the Republicans are involved in a, quote, totally amoral, cannibalistic struggle for power and self-aggrandizement. He says this gives the Republicans an advantage in political infighting, but it also renders them incapable of improving society. The Bolsheviks showed, Stefan writes, that ruthless acquisition and exercise of power is not the way to a better world, unquote. Well, some would say the Democrats shouldn't be trying those same kind of dirty tricks, that we should hold ourselves above that. Let me hear what you think. 877-528-TALK. Let's go to Mary. Mary, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about something that happened the other day with a very conservative friend of mine. We were riding in the car, and he said, Rush Limbaugh says that they can teach the Koran in public schools, but not Christianity. And
did he say that aliens have landed,
And I said, oh, my goodness, is that right? And he said, yes, and you know, our founding fathers said that we were supposed to be Christian. And I started to say, you know, they said Congress shall pass no laws concerning the established.
He needs to read Thomas Jefferson. You need to get him a good book on Thomas Jefferson.
I started reading the First Amendment from the Bill of Rights, and he said, he said, you're listening to those liberal judges talking. And I looked at him, I said, I'm quoting from the Constitution.
Here's what you need to do. You need to bring the Constitution. You should have a pocket. Every American should have a pocket guide of the Constitution. I have 10 of them. You need to bring that. Is this a colleague at work or?
Yes.
Okay. Bring a copy of the Constitution in. Show this guy the First Amendment.
You know what? I would propose a program by reasonable Americans that it's a program called TAC, Teach a Conservative.
Yeah.
And you call up these people like Rush Limbaugh, and you get on the line, and you disagree.
Mary, I've tried that personally. I have called Rush Limbaugh's show half a dozen times. He's never let me on the air. Unlike me, and you've heard, I had Manny on. He disagreed with me on torture, and I let him talk. We had a good 15-minute conversation. Unlike me, Rush Limbaugh doesn't allow people who disagree with him to come on the air.
That's why I called you, because I heard you listen.
Well, thank you.
I heard you listen. And sometimes I don't hear some of the people on Air America stop to listen. And I think that can be off-putting for people that are moderate.
I'll tell you something, Mary. First of all, I really appreciate what you just said. I really do. It kind of sends chills because it's exactly what I try to do. And, in fact, on my show, and I think you're in San Diego. I'm not on in San Diego during the week, though you can get it on the web at radioinsidescoop.com. But every Tuesday, and sometimes on Mondays too, I have something called Debate Tuesday, and I invite on air someone who completely disagrees with me. Because I think that the best way to learn is for people to hear both sides. I think we have the better argument, which is why I think Rush Limbaugh won't allow someone that disagrees with him on the air, because he knows we have the better argument.
Well, you know, I just don't know. I'm just so frustrated. I can call and talk to you, but you already know.
Well,
most of your listeners already know.
Well, here's what you can do. Here's what I would do it. I would make it, and a lot of men fall for this. I think women, frankly, are smarter and less likely to fall for this. But a lot of men fall for this sort of macho thing where you say to the guy, and it is a guy, right? It's a man.
Yes.
You say to the guy, look, you think you're right. I think I'm right. I dare you. I dare you to listen to Mark Levine. I should tell you, I'll make you a deal. I will listen to an hour of Rush Limbaugh. If you will listen to an hour of Mark Levine's Inside Scoop, and I'll tell you what, we'll both call in. I'll call in Rush Limbaugh. We'll see if he'll take my call. You call in the Mark Levine show. You see if he'll take your call, and you discuss your problems with him on air. Because you know what? I will take his call. I will argue with him on air. And he'll see that, you know, I got the advantage of logic. I have the advantage of the Constitution. I don't know where he heard that they're teaching Quran, but they're not teaching the Bible. But I would ask him, if someone were to call into me and say that, I would say, okay, what school is it done in? Where is it located? Give me the name of the school. What class? Bring me a witness. Yeah, bring me a witness. Because I'll tell you something, you can teach the Bible, the Quran, and so forth, as history, as literature. Yeah. In fact, you should. You can't understand Western civilization without knowing the history of these great religions. And so you should teach them in that way. But you can't teach them in an advocation way. You can't say, we have to believe this, we should believe this, and you can't do that with the Quran, and you can't do that with the Bible, because, as you pointed out, Mary, because you're informed, the Constitution prohibits us from doing that. Congress can't establish a religion.
Right. And I also think that as Christians, when was the last time, and people out there that are Christians, that you sat down and read the New Testament?
Yeah.
I was listening to these religious right, and I was saying to myself, really? Is that right?
Yeah.
And I went back. I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah.
I said, oh, my gosh.
Remember,
they're wrong.
Jesus said it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter heaven. And the thing is, there are plenty of Christians, including fundamentalist Christians, born-again Christians, who understand the New Testament. Jimmy Carter is perhaps the classic example.
I love him.
Here's a man who understands that it's not about helping yourself. That's not what Jesus talked about. Jesus didn't say, go in, grab all you can, and leave nothing to the poor. He said, you know, the meek shall inherit the earth. In fact, if there's anyone who he most cared for, it was the people that were outside society, the poor, the lepers, the prostitutes. That's who Jesus hung out with. He didn't hang out with the rich bankers. He didn't support a capital gains tax cut.
You know, when I heard, I'm sorry, I have dogs.
It's okay.
When I heard the Methodist Church was now excluding gays from membership, I'm still struggling with maybe turning in my membership, which I've been since I was born, and I'm in my middle 50s. And
well, Mary, here's what I think you should do.
With the prostitutes and the tax collectors.
I think you can find a group of Methodists who agree as you do, Mary, and you can either set up a side Methodist church or go to other churches like Episcopal or Unitarian or other churches that do follow Jesus' message. I think you can do that, and I think you should do that, frankly. That's up to you. It's your religion, folks. I'm not telling her how to practice. I'm just giving advice. Don't attack me on this.
But I raise a real hornet's nest when I speak about religion.
I think I agree with you that the message of Jesus was looking out for them. And the fact that there was this minister, I think it was in Virginia, who excluded gay people from his church and said, you're not even allowed to walk in. And shockingly, it wasn't shocking to me that he was fired by the lower body. Shockingly, it was overturned on appeal. And the Christians were saying, no, you can commit adultery, which is against the Ten Commandments. You can do, by the way, Jesus spoke strongly against divorce. However you feel about divorce, he spoke on and on about divorce. He doesn't mention homosexuality. You can be divorced and go, which Jesus hated, and still go into the church, but you can't be gay, something Jesus didn't even mention. Folks, they need to read the New Testament. It said that I'm Jewish, and I know more about the New Testament, I think, than anyone in the religious right, and that's sad, very sad.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus also said, get from me, you evildoers, I never knew you, and you taught the doctrines of God. The precepts of man is the doctrines of God.
You know, George Bush talks all about his Christianity, but when people were suffering after Hurricane Katrina, and he was doing nothing about it, a true Christian, you don't want to know who's a true Christian, and this is gonna make someone turn over in their grave, Sean Penn. Sean Penn, who I've never liked, I have to admit, until Hurricane Katrina, when I saw this guy, who I really didn't have much respect for, because he's got a long, storied, not-so-nice past, went down to New Orleans, he got himself a boat, and he went from house to house rescuing people. Now, Mike Brown couldn't do that. Mike Brown, in fact, was so busy eating a fancy meal that he told FEMA, don't bother me, I'm busy eating a fancy meal in Washington, D.C. And, in fact, he couldn't be found for a year. That is true. I don't know what you call it, Christianity or religion or just a good human being. And I'd like to see more of those good human beings in high places in office. Mary, thank you for your call. I hope you'll call back again sometime.
Thank you.
If you want to call in, folks, it's 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
It's bad enough if you suffer asthma, but as a parent, the agony of watching your child struggling for breath must be agony beyond measure. What if there was a natural, effective, drug-free answer to asthma? You'd want to know, wouldn't you? Well, I've been reading up on a little-known clinical trial at a major hospital that suggests you can be rid of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms to breathe easily, calmly, and in a more natural, relaxed way. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. You've got 90 days to decide if this program works for you. If it doesn't, you get your money back. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
The Republicans are very good at the politics of personal destruction. They support it. They advocate it. They do it to Bill Clinton. They do it to everyone who disagrees with them. Tom DeLay is up on a criminal trial and actually is attacking the judge, running ads on TV, trying to get people to hate the judge, not even understanding that this is not a political campaign and that he will be thrown in jail based on the law, not on his attacks on the judge. This is regular practice in the Republican Party, and the question is, should the Democrats do some of the same? There was an article in the New Republic called Swimming with Sharks by Franklin Foer, How Young Republicans Learn to Attack, and it goes into detail about it, exactly their techniques. And there's a letter writer, Darren Baumeister of Rockville, Maryland, and he writes, the article was a bit of an unpleasant deja vu for me. As a member of the California College Republicans in the mid-90s, I found the aim was not so much to win or even to defeat your opponent. It was to destroy your opponent and to humiliate him. The funny thing is the enemy was usually fellow Republicans. In the college Republicans, you have up-and-coming Christian conservatives and people who claim to believe in the importance of moral character, and among them, there are oddly those willing to do anything for the cause. 10 years later, I cannot say the dirty tricks had anything to do with ideology, conservatism, or even patriotism. It was always about power, Lord of the Flies writ large. And the question is, should the Democrats maybe take a page out of Rove's playbook? How do we play fair and at the same time beat these Republicans? Got a lot of callers on the line, so I'm afraid you're going to have to cut it short, but let's go quickly to Claire in Lemon Grove, California. Claire, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi. I want to bring to your attention that you're telling us to vote no on Proposition 77 that about redistricting.
Right.
Well, Ohio also has an issue on redistricting for their election in on Tuesday. And I would like to know how many other Republican governor states that are voting have issues, propositions, or mandates, or whatever you want to call it, that are also doing this. Is this a cabal?
That's a great question, Claire. I don't know the answer, but I'm going to do a show on the election tomorrow, and I will have the answer by tomorrow.
Well,
I'll tell you what to do. You go to RadioInsideScoop.com at 4 o'clock Pacific time every weekday, and I'm on the air, and I'll be able to respond. I don't know the answer right now, but I'll tell you this. Throughout the country, the Republicans have gerrymandered state after state after state. The Democrats have done it a little bit. They did it, for example, in Maryland and won one seat. But they have won dozens of seats in Florida, Pennsylvania, in Colorado, in Texas, merely by redrawing the lines. Florida is a great example. Florida is about half and half, Democrats and Republicans, but they have three-quarters of the House seats because what the Republicans have done is they would grab a black neighborhood, go out, draw the lines into the ocean for 200 miles, grab another black neighborhood. If you want to see redistricting, gerrymandering at its worst, take a look at Florida's congressional districts, or North Carolina for that matter. What they do is they grab these districts that have like 98% Democrats, and then what remains in the state are districts that are 60-40 Republican, even if the state is half and half. What Proposition 77 would do in California is draw the lines even further toward Republicans. I support nationally having judges. If every state had judges determine the issue, I would support it, no question. But at a time when they're not playing fair, it's absolutely wrong for the Democrats to give up the only strong state we have, and that's California. So,
yeah, and Arnold has taken a page out of the neocons' playbook.
Claire, do you think it'll go down, Prop 77?
I hope not.
You hope so, I hope, that it'll go down, that it'll fail.
Our city attorney is wanting to be there counting because I think we're going to be voting via the black boxes, and he's not trusting them, so I surely don't.
Well, I'll tell you this, Claire. I plan to be watching very closely the California elections in 05. I'm going to report it right here on my show. If you can't get on KLSD, like I said, you can go to my website, and I'll be watching the issue very closely. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
We only got a little bit of time left. Let me go to Amy in San Diego. Amy, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to give the lady, I think she was a couple of calls ahead of me, she said she had a Republican friend that
yeah.
she was trying to convince, and he thought we were supposed to be some Christian nation. Well, I'm a Christian, and
yeah.
that is totally false. We are not. She can Google the Treaty of Tripoli, and she can see right in there that was voted unanimously by the Congress to in a treaty with Tripoli to do business with them because they were Muslim and they didn't want to do business with us because they thought we were Christian. And it was unanimously voted that in this treaty that we claimed America is not a Christian nation.
Thank you for that, Amy. We have to go
state.
To a break, but that's a great historical thing. Check out the Treaty of Tripoli and also the First Amendment to the Constitution. We'll be right back after this.
Tired of losing in the casinos and being in the hole? Learn how to win at Blackjack with Blackjack for Winners. Call 1-800-214-7012, 1-800-214-7012. This is the DVD the casinos do not want you to see. According to Tommy Hyland, a legendary blackjack professional, this DVD teaches an easy way to count cards and beat the casinos at their own game of blackjack. It takes only three easy steps. One, basic strategy. Two, card counting. And three, money management. It's just that easy to beat the casinos at their their own game of blackjack. Order right now and you'll receive two instructional DVDs, 52 flashcards making basic strategy a snap, and a reference card you can take into the casinos with you. All of this for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Order today at 1-800-214-7012. 1-800-214-7012. Start learning to win at blackjack today with Blackjack for Winners. 1-800-214-7012. 1-800-214-7012.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord, that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We only have a few minutes left. I still have a caller, Amy, on the line. Amy, I'm sorry I cut you off there. That's part of the hazards of doing live radio. But you were pointing out that the Treaty of Tripoli, the early American Congress pointed out that we were not a Christian nation. That's a good historical point. Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Not only aren't we Christian, but we're no religion.
Right.
People forget about we have freedom of religion, but we have freedom to not practice any religion if we don't want to.
That's
certainly
true.
And people forget that. That's very important.
Well, not only that, but I think it's always what separated America from the other nations. I mean, so many people came to America, including the early Puritans, because they were persecuted because of their religion. And then they set up Massachusetts, and Roger Williamson said, you know what, I don't agree with the Puritans, and he set up Rhode Island. You know, Maryland was set up for Catholics. I mean, we have always had a nation that respected religious diversity. And I don't know why people want to change that now. I mean, there's been so many wars in Europe and the Middle East over religion.
Yeah, and you know, and one of their main reasons for doing it is they didn't want government to be corrupted by religion, but they didn't want their religion corrupted by government. And that's what's happening to Christianity right now. We're being corrupted by government.
How I agree with you, but tell me how so.
Oh, because they get these politicians in there under the guise of being religious Christian people when they're none of the sort. Like you were talking before, they don't do anything to help the needy or the less fortunate.
Yeah.
That's all Christ ever talked about. They talk about the exact opposite. So they're corrupting our religion. They're making it seem like that's what is Christianity, is getting all you can and every man for himself and pull yourself up from your bootstraps or sink or swim or all those other cliches. But
Amy, I'll tell you,
that is what is hijacking our religion.
I worry about Christianity, and I say this as a non-Christian.
Yes.
Christianity has been a great religion, been a religion that's always cared about the poor. It's exactly what Jesus taught. Always cared about those that are most needy, cared and believed, in fact, that the government ought to care for the poor, that every person had a role in society. And I don't know who these people who claim to be Christians are anymore. They certainly don't follow what Jesus taught.
No way whatsoever.
And so I think you're right. I hope that more Christians will reclaim their religion, people like Jimmy Carter, people who understand that you know, Jesus wasn't on the side of those that wanted capital gains tax cuts. He just wasn't.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Amy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, bye.
Only a few minutes left. I do want to comment on a couple more things. One, I want to talk about how the Republicans are now upset that Scooter Libby, the vice president's chief of staff, is being charged with perjury. You had Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson say that it was some perjury technicality, a waste of time and dollars. The same senator, by the way, who supported the impeachment of Bill Clinton for lying about sex. Senator Hutchinson, let's talk about the underlying crime, right? Clinton didn't do anything that's illegal underlying. You had the special prosecutor put him in a trap, ask him about Lewinsky just so he'd lie because he knew he didn't want to tell his wife. Nobody made Karl Rove, Vice President Cheney, and Scooter Libby out a CIA agent. No one put them, there's no treason trap here. The fact that you call this a technicality when it applies to treason, but not a technicality when it applies to extramarital sex and it's not even a crime, I think makes clear that you have no ground to stand on. One last comment, and that is Alan Greenspan, and I don't have a lot of time left. Let me just